We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Artillery. Another banger on Perreo Friday. It's a football Friday, too. John Beeson's on the line here. Let me give everybody the code word first, though, because it's time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The word this hour is dirt. Like Joe Dirt. Dirt. D-I-R-T. Sometimes you got to get your hands dirty. Although that would be a different word.
Yeah.
This is just the dirt. This is where you would put your hand to get it dirty. All right. Text the word dirt right now to 72881. 72881, and you'll have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word dirt right now to 72881, and you could win $1,000 of Channing's Change. Your next chance to win will be Monday morning at 9 a.m. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Again, you want to get in on the winning. Text the word dirt to 72881. John Beeson is on the line.
Woo.
He's with the ACC Network now, but man, when he was down here playing for my Hurricanes.
And in the league now. I love watching John play now. That boy can run.
This is a legit linebacker right here.
I don't know if he can still run. I don't know if he got old like I have, but he used to be able to run.
Let's talk to him. John Beeson. Hello, can you still run, John?
Absolutely not. Not even for Shannon's Change could I run anything. I haven't run one step, even a jog, since the day I said I was hanging it up.
Yeah, that life gets a hold of you, bro. I know how it is.
Well, I also know his contracts. He don't need to run for your change.
Exactly. I'm validated, man. They can Google me. You feel me?
Google me, bro. Google me.
Man, John, remember that song? Google me. Google me, baby. Google.
Yeah. John Beeson is with us. So he's with the ACC Network now. Hey, let me ask you before I talk Hurricanes football. Have you talked or texted with Coach Mark Richt? We know he had a heart attack, a minor heart attack this week. Have you talked
yeah.
to him? Texted to him?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was actually, that was Monday. I was heading into work, flying in to Hartford, making the drive into Bristol, and you know, I reached out and he got back to me. I'm sure his phone was blowing up, man. It's, you just never know, man. And you know, it's one thing when you talk to these young guys, you know, they're living a dream. It's like, you know, you have this moment in your life where you have the opportunity to achieve something great and do something you've only dreamed about. And life is just like that, man. Coach is 59 years old. It was scary, but it's, you know, things like that, I always look at it as an eye-opening experience. And, you know, of course, Coach said, hey, you know, I'm right with God, and if it's my time, I'm good to go. And then when he found out that he was going to be okay, he's like, okay, I'll be at work. He's just ready, like, to go back. Like, hey, Coach, take a couple of days off, man. You're good. You're good.
You guys have fun on the ACC Network. Like, you guys seem to be having fun, right?
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing, man, is, you know, you're talking about a game that you love. And you're doing it with people as passionate about it as you. So, you know, the opportunity to get on board was it was unique for me because I honestly, you know, I didn't follow it. I didn't follow college ball like that. I've never been a fan. I've just been a football junkie. I love scheme. I love watching tape. You know, I love looking at the jersey number as opposed to the name. So that was the hard part, was just kind of, you know, getting familiar with the players as opposed to just watching the game.
And did you plan on getting into the media? Did you do stuff while you were playing, you know, to get ready for this next career?
Yeah, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I would have done it differently. You know, I went, you know, for 4 years, the first 4 years of my career, I didn't miss a snap. You know, I didn't miss practice, nothing. I was just a try-hard guy, and I loved to compete and loved to prepare. In terms of being in great shape, and you get out there and then you expect the results. So when I was in it, and Shannon, you know about this, when you are the captain, you're the voice of the defense, the team, you know, you need to know how to handle the media, whether you win or lose. So I did that a lot when I was playing, but then when I got injured, man, I wanted to crawl under a rock and just grind and work, and I didn't want to talk to anybody. And I kind of, you know, shot myself in the foot a little bit, just from, you know, staying in it. You know how it is.
Yeah.
But when it was all said and done, the goal was to get back in because I could. And I just want to bring a different perspective than just, you know, the normal stat line. Just talk about what teams are really doing schematically. And that's what I love about it now because I feel like I'm still playing.
Yeah, in them first 4 years, bro, what'd you have? 540 tackles. I'm doing the math real quick. 8 interceptions. Like, you were balling, man. I remember watching it. Do you struggle? This is what I had to get over doing media. Was it easy for you to criticize athletes, like to really break it down and be like, man, this dude, he's just not doing his job. His man's terrible. Did you have trouble with that? A lot of guys I've talked to had trouble with the criticism side of it.
It was easier when I was with CBS to talk about the guys at NFL. I didn't really hold back, but these are kids. And, you know, they're people would assume that their priority is football, you know, based on the demand. You know, you walk through workouts, practice, meetings, be here, be there, study hall. School becomes kind of small based on how much time you actually spend in class daily versus how much time you spend, you know, with your scholarship as a you know, student athlete. So these are kids playing the game, and you try to kind of form it in a way that, you know, you don't really hurt feelings. But I feel like the coaches, man, it's open season. You blame them. I blame the coaches for everything. If the players don't play well, coach's fault. They don't play hard, coach's fault. And because they're grown men. Yeah. So that's how I try to look at it, man. I try not to be, you know, too hard, even if I'm talking about the Gators, because it's so much ammo there. I can always talk bad about them.
I've done 4 hours on that.
Yeah, that's my approach. You know what I mean?
John Beeson is with us with the ACC Network now, a Miami Hurricanes legend. Let's talk about this Hurricanes team, because it's hurting a lot of us because it's not the season that we expected. So what's your overall take on what Manny Diaz has done in his first season so far and the decision to start Nikosi Perry, I guess, tomorrow? That's a fairly important decision. What's your overall take?
I'll say this. In life, when you do something for the first time, it's new, right? So it's a process. You have to grow. You have to learn. Experience is the best way to learn how to do anything. And I think that the perception is when you've been a coach in on the same staff as a coordinator or a position coach that, hey, you know, you've been doing this for 20 years, 15 years, however long it's been, and it should just be a seamless transition to being, you know, the focal point, the guy at the helm. And it's not. And I saw that with Ron Rivera when I was in Carolina, making the transition from John Fox to Ron Rivera. It took him some time to kind of get the – you know, the overall, you know, understanding of how to be a head coach down. And I think that it's going to take Manny some time too, just how you handle the media, what you say, what you release, what you don't release. And then I think having an overall goal, a focus point, you know, when you come out and you say things like, you know, this team's going to compete for the college football playoff. People might think he was crazy, but when you look at the schedule, being favored in every game except for the Florida game, and should have won that game, and even being favored against Virginia. Well, you want to talk about it? You want to talk about the Florida game? Or you want to talk
well,
about
I was going to say preach. I was going to say preach, John.
Preach.
You know, yeah, preach.
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 I got bullets for that glorified home game. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you want to do.
Preach. Candy, preach, John Beeson. Tell him what time it is.
It was about a month and a half ago. I'll let it go. We can talk Canes, big dog.
Hey, but you know, but listen, you guys, you've done me the biggest favor because you guys have gone on taking care of business like you did last year. And you know, I get it. You lost to LSU, but a lot of people think they're the number one team in the country, and the fans say they are. You know, we don't know what the committee is going to say, but appreciate you because the opportunity to lose by 4 to a team that's top 10 with one loss to the, you know, number one team in the country right now, that's a good thing. So thank you. That's the only time I ever thank a Gator.
No problem, bro. Now, you know what I'm saying?
You are my favorite Gator of all time.
Well, appreciate you, man. That makes me happy.
Not mine.
I'm on John's side. I'm not, good. You can go to hell. Team.
Not mine.
but you're talking about Manny. Yeah. You do, like you were saying, I get you with the maturation of it and all, but you do believe Manny could be the right guy to turn this program back into what it was when you were there and when all the legends were there.
Yeah. My thing is, and if you want to be harsh, you want to be critical, there's enough there, you know, to have one loss on the season. You know, you lose to Virginia Tech in the manner you did. You know, we turned it over four times in 13 snaps, and there's got to be a record. Five yes. times in 25 plays. You know, I'm watching the game. I'm watching the tape. I'm just, man, can it get any worse? But you come all the way back, and, you know, the kicking thing, man, and Brian Moreau, one of your colleagues, your guys, that's my best friend in the world, he knows it. He's a punter. I hate him too, and he's my best friend. If you kick, I hate you. Okay, I wish they took it out of the game. That's the only reason they call it football. They need to change the name and get rid of the kicking period. Just play off
the
defense.
I think we did kind of take it out of the game unintentionally, though.
Yeah, unintentionally, or you know, it was too easy. It was too easy. So you know, NFL, you back it up 15 yards, and now they can't kick. It's just the opposition is. It's pigskin and air, man, and rubber. It's you and you. That's it. Nobody's trying to run over you, run around you, run by you, nothing.
Old school,
just
baby.
Kick the ball, please. Kick it straight. that's just my philosophy. I think it's pretty easy.
But what,
you know,
what can they
after
do?
After the game, you smell like Downey. It's good. You're good.
But, John, what can they do now? Bubba Bax is in there. They pulled Turner Davidson out of, you know, science class and let him kick. What can they do moving forward in this season? I'm sure they're bringing somebody in the offseason. But what can they do now for the remainder of this season?
Listen, I like this website called Team Ranking, right? You get a lot of stats, you know, when you want to make a point, you want to dive in and you know, go ahead and cement that thing with a great stat. So they have all these different categories. So I saw something that said luck rating. I said, what in the world is luck rating? And they have the Division I Power 5 conferences rated. Not Power 5. Division I conferences rated from 1 to 30 in terms of luck. Okay? Luck. Guess where University of Miami was?
I'm guessing they haven't been very lucky.
130th out of 130. I said, are you kidding me? Within the conference, there's 14 teams in the conference. Because when you watch the game, based on what the analytics say, who should win, they're favored in every game, like I said, except for Florida. They're not favored this week, but they earned that. Going into the season, they were favored in this game. And the second favorite to win the ACC behind Clemson. How in the world do you miss that many PATs, that many field goals, muff punts, blow 4th-and-17 against North Carolina? I mean, it is – you can't even imagine that this is even feasible, but they're doing it. So they're the most unluckiest team in the country, 130. I just laughed.
I'm going to start to use that when I come home from the casino and my wife says, you know, how'd you do tonight? I'm going to go, well, if you're doing by luck rankings, I'm down towards the bottom
right,
of the country. It wasn't my own doing. It was luck. But there are, you see, John Beeson speaking the truth here, which is you can actually look at particular plays in every game and say the record could be different. I know, you know, Crowder and the rest of the games. No. It's not every game. No.
Every game comes down to about five plays. The good teams make those plays. The bad teams don't.
I say, it's okay. If you beat me, I'm going to shake your hand and say, I'll be back the next play, next series, next time we play. Trust me. And I'm giving you everything. But what's inexcusable is to give the game away. That's you cannot do that. If you beat me, you be better. And that's it. And even in that Florida game, as good as they are this year, and as much respect as I have for Dan Mullen, what they're doing, you know, Felipe going down, the whole nine, they should have won the game. They should have won the football game.
Okay? No. Bro, I was on that sideline. I was on the Gator sideline that game when Felipe threw that last interception inside of our 40. All the energy on the sideline went away. But then Miami, like they were supposed to.
Miami,
not like
Miami.
They were supposed to. No. Not like they were supposed to. Not like they were
Are
supposed to.
Are y'all still living in 99, 98?
I am.
If they don't muff that punt, y'all ain't sniffing the end zone now. That's right. It was real good earlier, and then it was bad. That's it.
Gave you the game. Gave you the game.
Sacks the whole nine. Still should have won the game.
Look at you.
We gave you the game.
John's on your side. Now you're going to start talking trash.
You should be grateful. You should be thanking us. You should be thanking. And you wouldn't have been had that game played out the way that it should have played out until we gave it to you.
Josh, we win that game. What, the eighth in the country? They probably would have been the next week. They wouldn't even be ranked.
Yep.
But then y'all had to see Central Michigan and win by three or whatever it was.
So
now, yeah, I'm just saying.
It.
Now, act like first y'all off, been dominating.
First off, we won by five. We won by five. Yes, we were 28-point favorites. Yes, you're right. You're right. 27.5 to be exact. You're right. You know, but a win's a win. You know.
So, I'm with you.
Yeah. Hey, one of those seasons.
That Miami win, one of those seasons, John.
I got to ask him, though. John, how do you feel about the turnover chain and the turnover rings? Because you're old school Miami.
No, he loves it.
I'll tell you this. Sometimes I think the normal, the average, they're wired to be incentivized. For you, the average. For Hodge, the great. For myself, the great. We do it because we love it. I don't need a turnover chain to get a turnover, to play harder, or an excuse to play harder. But for a period of time, it was the most turnovers that year. And through at least I know through the beginning of the season, we've had more turnovers under Manny Diaz as the defensive coordinator than any other team in the country. So it is galvanizing. It has given them a reason to play harder. I just don't like the idea that somebody believes that I need the incentive, because to be great, to win games, to be a champion is incentivized enough for me personally. So that's how I feel about it.
I personally need gifts, but that's me, and that's why I was never an athlete. Yeah. So there you go. John Beeson, watch him on the ACC Network. We got to have you on more often. In fact, I want to have you on just to have Brian Monroe stories.
That's it. I have so much ammo, man. Listen.
I love it.
I have heat, boy, heat. If he's listening right now, he's sweating, trust me. He don't want me calling in. He does not want me here. I have to text him, hey, is it okay to tell this one? No, don't tell that one. Yeah, you can tell this one. You sure? Yeah, okay. Well,
that's next week.
We're going to devote a whole day.
It goes both ways, though. It goes both ways, man.
And I'm sure he will give you back whatever he receives. John Beeson, watch him on the ACC Network. We'll have you on more often. Thanks, John.
All right, guys. Anytime, let me know. Always fun.
There you go, John Beeson. And now someone's got to tell Jamie Eisenberg we're running late. I forgot to tell him he was even coming on today. Anyway, can you give us the quickest of quick headlines, Solana? You can choose one headline to get your sponsors in. Go ahead. You could choose one headline.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Tonight, 8:07 p.m.
Wrong one. I'm sorry. How could you not pick the Jimmy Butler headline? Give the Jimmy Butler news.
Jimmy Butler will not travel with the Miami Heat for their two-game weekend road trip.
So he will miss the first three games. He missed the game Wednesday. He is not going to be in Milwaukee or Minnesota. The quickest of weathers.
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. It's not raining here, but I don't know if it's raining where you are. Join us for Breeders' Cup weekend.
That was the best weather report he's ever given.
I was so honest.
I mean, just oozed with honesty. I don't know what it's like where you are.
Not raining here.
Join us for Breeders' Cup weekend at Champions at Hialeah Park, Miami's most beautiful simulcasting center. Watch and wager in air-conditioned comfort at the original Champions. That's Champions at Hialeah Park.
We might have Jamie Eisenberg in the next segment. We might not have time for him. I don't know what we're doing. Mike Gesicki may show up here in the studio. I don't know what's happening today. I just know it's a football Friday.
I know what's happening at Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Eric Nunez is hooking people up on these beautiful Chevys, guys. If you're in the market for a new car, you got to go holler at my friend Eric Nunez and see these 2019 Chevy cars and trucks. They are amazing. Lou Back Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet will save you thousands over any other dealer, not in the city, not in the area, not in the state, but in the nation. Other dealers that they own dealerships, they come to Eric because he hooks them up better than they can hook themselves up. And if you love Silverados, Lou Back Road remodeled is your Silverado headquarters, and those trucks are amazing. You got to find new roads, but don't overpay. Why go anyplace else if you're in the market for a new car? Go see Eric Nunez. Go see his sales staff. Go see his award-winning service department. Go see all the trophies up. See how a dealership is supposed to look. It's beautiful. You feel comfortable. They watch out for you. Test drive a car. Take you a nap in one of these Chevys. They know how to get you comfortable and get you in the car that you love. They're conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Loopback Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
All right, we might talk with Jamie Eisenberg if we have some time. So I guess if you have a fantasy football question, we should line it up, Solana.
Let's line it up.
All right, 786-360-0790. If you have a fantasy football question, Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com will answer them next on Hochman and Crowder.
Quiero contarle, mi mano, un pedacito de la historia negra, de la historia nuestra, caballero. Y dice así.
Nothing quite like Perreo Friday. And a football Friday brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Jamie Eisenberg is on hold. Going to get to him here in just 1 second.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. And this football season, they brought out two wonderful things for all us fans. First off, at every Dolphins game, the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. Between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium, head over there. We have a DJ. Me and Whittingham are doing the pregame. We have food. We have drinks. We have a great time. Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. And they also had the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub at all the South Florida locations. Try it out. It is delicious. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and a tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is amazing. Be the queen or king of tailgate with Publix. Try that Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. You've been eating Publix your whole life. You've been eating those subs your whole life. The chicken wings, the fried chicken, the rotisserie chickens. Get over there and make that your tailgate. They have platters that feed dozens. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, sides, snacks. The official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins is Publix. And I love Publix.com because I work a lot, but I want to enjoy a watch party, a tailgate. Busy moms, busy dads. Publix will deliver. Publix.com. Order all you need, and they will deliver it to you so you can spend time with the kids on Saturday, but have you a Saturday night watch party. They know what they're doing. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Jamie Eisenberg is a fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. He is with us. Should I tell you the story of what happened today, Jamie, and why you didn't know if you were coming on the show or not?
I mean, you know, I know you're almost 60 soon, right?
That's cute.
You losing your memory?
That's not exactly it. But
bingo.
That's not exactly it. So football Fridays are highly scripted on this show because we do 15 minutes of heat twice a show. We have a Dolphins guest on Fridays. We've got a professional handicapper on Fridays. We talk with you on Friday. Like, we're loaded up. And then here's what happened. So this morning, it was actually last night, Solana tells us, hey, Goran Dragic is going to come on with us tomorrow. I don't have a time yet. I go, okay. He's like, what time's good for Goran? We go, anytime. Doesn't matter. It's Goran Dragic. And then he texts and he says, John Beeson. No, Mike Gesicki. Mike Gesicki is coming on with us tomorrow, but it's not going to be the typical Dolphins time because they don't play Sunday. They play Monday. So we had all this stuff up in the air. And then he texts us this morning and goes, hey, John Beeson is going to come on today. So we had all this stuff up in the air, and the long and the short of it is I just totally forgot about you.
I got two things. First off, you didn't say one name more important than me on that list.
Bingo.
Two, you talk all the time about how, look at me planning for my show. You say you Instagram it. I don't know why anybody would follow you on Instagram, but you say you Instagram all this stuff. I heard you do a podcast once with what is it, the Five Guys Network? What do they call themselves? Ethan's Network?
It's more like a smattering rather than a network, but whatever. I mean, anybody can call themselves a network.
No, I love Ethan. I love Ethan. He does a great job. But you're talking about how prepared of a radio host you are, and then, you know, I mean, it's, what, 5 years now? You forget me? Unbelievable.
So here's the funny part, though. So John Beeson was on with us in the last segment, and now we're out of time because we went so long with him.
I mean, look, you know, lucky the bookie's going to be pissed.
I'm not even joking. We're supposed to break at 4:31. I'm not even joking. Like, we went so long with John Beeson, and I didn't have anything prepared for you today anyway. Usually I write out all my either-ors. I forgot you were coming on until you texted me. I mean, I feel terrible.
I have 100 questions for Jamie. But
go ahead. Lay one on him.
John Brown or Josh Jacobs?
You know, I think John Brown might be safer. Eagles think.
See that?
Anything else?
I got to know the text line. We can knock a couple of them out, man. Like Golden Tate, Cortland Sutton, or Latavius Murray.
I really like the way that it was going with
we got to help the fans out, man.
I liked the way it was going with no fantasy questions asked and Jamie having sat through your entire Publix commercial and us being late to call him. I thought it was going swimmingly.
This is still my favorite radio show of all time. If Alvin Kamara is out, go with Latavius Murray. If Kamara is in, then I think it's a situation that you get the revenge game factor. Golden Tate going to Detroit.
James White or Ty Johnson?
PPR, James White. Non-PPR, let's give Ty Johnson a shot against the Giants with no Kerryon Johnson anymore.
We really doing this?
That's all I got. I got.
Okay, go ahead, Solana.
I'm here, Jamie. Really important.
The people on hold are so pissed now, by the way. I'm not even kidding you. Go ahead, Solana.
Jimmy Graham or Vernon Davis?
You know, I think
PPR,
Jimmy Graham.
I need one.
The safer of the two. But for you, since you're using this for your personal time, or anybody that's listening, there's a handful of streaming tight ends that actually could be beneficial this week because you have no O.J. Howard, no Delaney Walker, and most likely no Jared Cook. So Jonnu Smith for the Titans, Cameron Brate for the Bucks, and Josh Hill for the Saints all could be really good in some great matchups. But Jimmy Graham for your situation.
Jamie, are the tight ends garbage this year, or am I just not good at picking them?
The Titans?
The tight ends, like overall the tight end position. Yeah.
There's been like 8 good guys. You know, Darren Waller has been a nice surprise. Mark Andrews, nice surprise. You know, Hunter Henry coming back has been great. But, yeah, for the most part, if you get past those 8 guys, then it's really a crapshoot.
Oh, Jamie Eisenberg is a fantasy sports guru. You would never know it from this show, but if you follow him on Twitter, it's Jamie Eisenberg, Jamey. Did you see your cousin in that movie?
I did. It was fantastic. So if you like the first one, go see the second one.
That's how prepared I am for this interview. I forget what the name of the movie is. What's the name of the
movie? Zombieland 2.
Zombieland
2. I actually was on with Zach and Monroe last night, and somebody texted in, was I upset that you didn't say you loved me back when I said I love you guys last week?
Yeah, you know what? It was an interesting social experiment because I've been saying that if you say to someone that you have somewhat of a relationship with that I love you, just muscle memory, you say it back. And then you actually did it to me and I didn't say it. And so I think I learned something either A, about myself, or B, about the way I feel about you. I don't know which one it was. But
well, based on today's show prep, it's obvious how you feel about me. So I guess we know.
I don't know how that happened.
No more push the T in my life, apparently.
I don't know how that happened. When I send you the schedule, Solana, why didn't you remind me that Jamie comes out on Fridays?
I don't know.
There we go.
What about you, Crowder? Crowder, what about you?
I have a Jamie Eisenberg tattoo.
I'm like Adam
Gase
over here.
Beeson lied to you, Channing, because when I used to work with him, he said I was his favorite Gator. So one of us was getting played.
That's just his line to Gators? Man, he's gaming us, Jamie. Apparently. He just said it to everybody.
All right. Jamie Eisenberg. This was delightful, Jamie.
I had a blast.
We love you.
Bye, guys.
I said we love you.
I heard you.
Muscle
memory.
Somebody texts in, I missed the entire Jamie interview because the radio.com rewind feature is totally bleeping broken. Well, here's the good news. You didn't miss anything. we didn't talk about anything. No, that's on me, not on you. That's on me, not on you.
I can't wait to get you some hearing aids for your 60th birthday.
Funny. Y'all are so funny. Turning 50 next month. The big 5-0, not 6-0. The big 5-0.
So he says.
What does that mean?
What they say. you know what they say. Sometimes you are what you are, and, you know, I don't know what you are.
I don't know what that means.
I've never heard anybody say that.
I love you, though.
Right. I know.
We love you.
Bye, guys.
So we,
how you treated him today? Right.
But I love him, though.
I love him.
I brought him on just to tell him hello. How many? We blew off Mike Gesicki. I'm my right hand to God. I told Solana, you know what? Because Mike Gesicki, they decided he can come on at 5 o'clock. And what did I tell Solana? I go, eh, forget it. I don't want to talk to Mike Gesicki today anyway. And we talked to you, though.
I mean, yeah, you said John Beeson, Goran Dragic, Mike Gesicki. You know, I still haven't heard anybody that should be on ahead of me.
Right. All right. Well, we can agree to disagree, but we love you, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care. Love you, too.
Yeah. There you go. Woo. All right. There you go. Jamie Eisenberg, I hope you got all your fantasy lineup set now.
I'm picking Lou Back Row Coconut Creek Chevrolet at every position, guys. Get down to Lou Back Row Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Holler at my good friend Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership has an award-winning line of cars and trucks. You see those Chevys on the road. They are beautiful. And Lou Back Row will save you thousands more than any other dealer in the nation. Other dealers come to Lou because they can't give theirself a deal like Eric can hook them up. And I sent dozens of people down there. I've bought a couple cars from Eric. He's going to hook you up. Lou Back Row Coconut Creek Chevrolet is your Silverado headquarters as well. Check out these new pickup trucks. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Go down there and see how a real dealership is supposed to look. It is beautiful. The cars are beautiful. The staff's amazing. The sales, the service department, Eric, everything down there is how a dealership is supposed to be. Go see perfection. Conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lou Back Row Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
We still have a $50 Dave and Buster's gift certificate to give away. Should we give that away in the next segment, Solana?
We definitely need to give that away in the next segment.
All right, so we'll do that in the next segment. Dave and Buster's, the one in Hollywood between Sterling and Sheridan. We've got $50 to spend there, so someone will win it in the next segment on Hochman and Crowder. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Yeah, loaded potato of a football Friday, and I'm not even certain what we've accomplished. Most likely nothing. I do have a $50 gift certificate we're going to give away to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood in this segment, so do not go anywhere. Want to take a second to let everybody know, on November 13th, all of us here, all our sister stations here at Entercom South Florida, we're going to be broadcasting live from the American Airlines Arena as we participate in the second Heat Help Cure Radiothon. We're bringing together the power of the Miami Heat, the hope of the Miami Cancer Institute, and you, all for one purpose, to build a world without cancer. So you're going to want to tune in all day, 6 a.m. till 7 p.m., to hear inspiring stories from cancer survivors and Miami Cancer Institute researchers and physicians, all live on air throughout the day. We're going to have Heat players and coaches joining in as well. So let's come together as a community and join Heat Help Cure in the fight against cancer. It's up to us, all of us, because it's us versus cancer. If you want more information and you want to get your much-needed donation in, you can go to heathelpcure.org right now. That website again, heathelpcure.org, and you can go there right now. If you're just joining us, today has been a loaded potato, and we've been a little bit off kilter. Usually our Football Fridays are highly scripted, but because the Dolphins play on Monday night, we've been a little bit off, and Mike Gesicki was going to join us. He's not going to join us today, right, Solana? We've talked with the Dolphins.
Yeah, we're just going to try to arrange something for next week.
Okay, because I would like to have Mike Gesicki on, but we'll get him on next week because today became so helter-skelter with what we were doing. So we'll get him on next week. And then we had John Beeson on this hour, and John Beeson was so good that we went very long with him, so we weren't able to get the fantasy football questions in with Jamie Eisenberg as we normally do. And then everybody wants to get to the 5 o'clock Pereo Friday thing that we do. So we're all headed towards the same goal, which is to get out of here and start our weekends. but it starts with the Friday 5 o'clock thing. Dan Day, did you do your weekly recap for the show?
Yes, it is ready and rocking.
Oh, all right. So we're going to have that at 5 o'clock, Solana?
It is ready at 5 o'clock.
All right, so we've got a weekly recap that Dan Day, who handles all our affiliate relations down the line, which is really just one station right next to me, and I can see him through the window, but he puts together a montage. It's a recap of everything you may have missed during the week. He puts it to music. It's always a banger, and it's going to be great. What's the exciting thing about this week, Dan?
It is extra perreo.
Extra perreo for Perreo Friday. All right. So that's coming up at 5 o'clock. And then we'll do 15 minutes of heat as well. Just looking to Hurricanes line is at 5 right now. Hurricanes are getting 5 points. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, joined us earlier in the show today. We know our gambling expert, Rob Pizzola, has missed the last two Thursdays. Lee Sterling, though, was on with us today, although he did say take Pitt and lay the points against Miami. All right, I've got a $50 gift card for Dave & Buster's in Oakland Park, in the Oakwood Plaza, excuse me. Dave & Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza. It's between Sterling and Sheridan in Hollywood there. So what caller number, Solana, do you want to take for the Dave & Buster's gift certificate?
Let's do 4 because we're hoping the Canes get their 4th victory.
All right, there you go. Caller number 4, 786-360-0790. Caller number 4, randomly, is going to get $50 at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. You could see it just east of I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. Love that Dave & Buster's. They got all the great games in the Midway. They have a 43-foot screen now. 43-foot screen to watch all the games. So $50, that'll be a good afternoon or good evening there at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Caller 4-786-360-0790. Well, we do it a certain way at 5 o'clock on Fridays, and we are going to do it that way in just about 10 minutes. So you do not want to go anywhere because we always enjoy our Fridays at 5 o'clock, and so today will be no different. And we've got the montage from Dan Day looking back on the week that was Hockman and Crowder. Let me talk to y'all about BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, before we move on here, because what, we're about 12 minutes from 5 o'clock. So 5 o'clock on Friday generally starts the weekend. So you've got about 12 minutes to make this call to BNT Impact Windows and Doors and get an appointment set for next week so that you could start handling your business. BNT is the company my wife and I used for Impact Windows and Doors at our home, and it's such a great feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. BNT Impact Windows and Doors is the way to go. Tom and Brett came out to our house. They showed us exactly which PGT Custom Windows and Doors would serve us well, and it's such a difference when you're getting ready for a storm. So this hurricane season is winding down, although I did see that there was some activity, I think, in the Gulf. But this hurricane season is winding down. But you want to get that appointment schedule for next week because they come out to the house, they measure everything, they'll show you which PGT Custom Windows and Doors would be best for your home. Then they'll come back, they'll give you an estimate, and if everything looks good to you, they will get the ball rolling. And BNT Impact Windows and Doors is so good at what they do, they handle everything. They got our Homeowners Association approval, they got the city permits, the communication from BNT while we were waiting for the installation was great, the actual installation was flawless, and then when the city comes back to inspect, BNT is right there with you in case the inspectors have any questions. So, before you head into the weekend, call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. All right, we are almost there. Are you feeling it, Solana?
I'm feeling it, Hawk.
Are you feeling it, Dan Day?
I'm feeling it, man.
All right. Just want to make sure with everybody. Okay. We take a quick break. We will kick off 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.